A man accused of killing a pregnant Reedsburg woman in 2020 and hiding her remains in a suitcase in Chippewa County is now back in Wisconsin.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning, and welcome to this service, the first Sunday in Advent, the beginning of a new church year. For those listening on the radio, allow me to help you out. We'll be following Divine Service Setting 4, which begins on page 203 in the hymnal. The opening hymn, 331, The Advent of Our King. The hymn of the day, 332, Savior of the Nations Come, which is also the hymn of the month. During distribution, we'll sing 341, Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Mighty Gates. 334, O Lord, How Shall I Meet You? 333, Once He Came in Blessing. And our closing hymn, 348, The King Shall Come When Morning Dawns. Because it is the season of Advent, we will be having our Advent meals at 5:30 Wednesdays, followed by a 6:30 Advent service. The theme, Resounding Psalms, so you're all invited to come. And more announcements after the service. So let's begin now with our opening hymn, 331, The Advent of Our King.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of our sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism, you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We turn to the insert and sing together the introit. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated for the readings. The Old Testament reading for this first Sunday in Advent is from Isaiah, the 64th chapter. Well, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, and that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things that we did not look for, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From of old, no one has heard or perceived by the ear, no eye has seen a God besides you who acts for those who wait for him. You meet him who joyfully works righteousness, those who remember you in your ways. Behold, you are angry and we sinned. In our sins, we have been a long time. And shall we be saved? We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have made us melt in the hand of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Be not so terribly angry, O Lord, and remember not iniquity forever. Behold, please look. We are all your people. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We turn to the insert and sing together the gradual. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel, according to St. Mark, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it, and we'll send it back here immediately.' And they went away and found a colt tied at a door outside of the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, 'What are you doing untying the colt?' And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest.'" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated for our hymn of the day. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. In Advent, we celebrate the coming of our Lord, King Jesus. He has come through the prophets who helped to prepare the way for his coming into the world in the flesh as the babe in Bethlehem. In today's gospel reading, we hear about Jesus coming into Jerusalem, cheered by the crowd as they have waited for the king, the one who would come to restore the kingdom of David. And so they shout, Hosanna. Hosanna means save us now, Lord, as he rode in. Their hope was in salvation and deliverance. They were expecting Jesus to save them from their current situation under the Roman rule. And so they did expect Jesus to take the throne of David, to restore David's kingdom in all its former glory and status, to overthrow those despised Romans. And Jesus, of course, had come as king, but a kingdom not of this world. And he had come to do much more than the people understood him that he would do, and also in a way that they would not immediately understand. He, of course, did not come with great pomp and a show of force, as would typically accompany an earthly king. There were no war horses, no chariots. There was no soldiers or bodyguards. He is God. But he had not come in his glory, but in humility, in human flesh. And his ways are not our ways. He had come to do more than just overthrow or to restore an earthly kingdom. He had come to restore a kingdom that we really do need him to restore. And we see later in the week that he would prepare his disciples for what was going to happen, because he would be giving his life. And so as they ate together at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, as they were eating, he took bread and, after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body." He took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them. They all drank of it, and he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many." And then Judas, one of those 12, would soon betray him. He would be arrested at night, and the other disciples would flee for fear, and he would stand alone, falsely accused, unjustly tried, stripped, scourged, beaten, sentenced to death. And on Friday that week that King Jesus had entered Jerusalem to the shouts of Hosanna, he would have a crown put on his head, a crown of thorns jabbed into his head, and would be mocked as a king, as if the idea were absurd. And he would be enthroned on the accursed cross. And there the King of Kings would die. This is how Jesus came to overthrow the enemies and to restore the kingdom. This did not suit the crowd who had shouted Hosanna just a few days before. This was not what they expected. This did not look like the king or the victory that they had hoped for. Too often, this is not the king or the victory that we hope for, as we are also deceived, influenced by power and riches that we observe around us. And yet Christ's victory resounded throughout the heavens when he arose alive from the grave on that Sunday morning. Satan was defeated. Sin had been overcome. Death was conquered. And then 40 days later, he would ascend to the right hand of the Father, where he reigns, continues to reign, and rule all things on behalf of his church. And before he ascended, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at table, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. He ascended, but saying he would return. The King Jesus is coming back. And yet before he does, there is time to proclaim the gospel, to baptize, to teach, so that many more may believe and be saved. So when he returns, it will be different, not humble, riding on a colt, but there will be a sound of a trumpet, the voice of an archangel. The graves will be open and the dead will rise. Every eye will see him. At his name, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus will welcome home his saints, those who are faithful to the point of death, and he will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. The kingdom we've always really needed Jesus to restore. You have been declared an heir of his kingdom at your baptism. It is yours by faith, and this is the will of your King Jesus. He desires that others will share in his inheritance also. He will return to restore his kingdom. Until then, he wants you to remain in the faith he has given you, and he has called you to take up your cross and follow him. The way of his kingdom, to his kingdom, is the way of the cross. The way of the cross is not easy. But our King has not left us on our own as we await his return. He has sent the Holy Spirit to help us in this life of faith and the way of the cross. He has given us the Holy Scriptures to instruct, to discipline, and to nurture our faith, to know him, our King, to trust his word, to rest in his promises. He daily calls us to repentance to keep us secure and firm in that faith, so that we turn from our sins, our sinful inclinations, including our desires of this world, our tendency to look for other kings who suit our desires. He teaches us to pray, and he himself intercedes on our behalf. He has brought us into the fellowship of saints in his church. He forgives our sins through the words of absolution given to the church. Jesus, our King, comes himself to us through his word and sacraments, and he offers this, his holy supper, to strengthen our faith and our love for others. He gives us all we need to remain steadfast in the faith until he returns in glory and power on the last day. Unfortunately, we all know people who have fallen away from the faith that they once confessed. Baptized Christians who have publicly professed their faith in Christ, but now do not live according to his word. We have seen it here over the years at Zion, when a member makes a public confession of our common faith and yet falls away from our fellowship. We've heard of confirmants, as they have confessed that by God's grace, they intend to hear God's word and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully and to live according to the word of God, and in faith were indeed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death. They said they intend to continue steadfast in his confession and church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it. And yet some have fallen away from it. We pray that they return to the church and to the good confession. And we know that the Lord desires for us to remain steadfast in the faith and the church until he returns. So he does come to us regularly through his word and through his supper. And we're not limited to only receiving his word and supper here on Sundays in the divine service. We have his word to keep in our minds throughout the week, on our lips and in our hearts every day, throughout the day. And because Advent is the beginning of the church year, it is a good opportunity to begin new practices. Advent is also a penitential season, a preparation, an anticipation, preparing for the coming of our Lord. This Advent, we're going to begin a new monthly challenge to help you to remain steadfast in the faith, prepared for our Lord's return. You are probably familiar with seeing the insert, the guide for daily prayer and meditation. We'll be referring to this for our challenges, including this month's challenge. This we started a year ago at the season of Advent. And by the way, there's an introduction and orientation to the guide in the parish life. There's also some printed back there if you're interested in looking at that. As I said, we'll be referring to it month to month. And so this month, for December, what I'd like you to be challenged to do, and maybe you're doing this already, but if you're not, to pray every day Luther's morning and evening prayers. When you get up, when you go to bed. These are included in here. On the second page, you have your morning and close of the day columns, and in the bold, you have your morning prayer, and over on the other side, close of the day, your evening prayer. That's it. Pray these every day, when you get up, when you go to bed. If you are already doing this, good. You'll probably be challenged more next month. If you're not, try it. You will be blessed. And to help to cover this month, I'll give you a pass on the first 2 days of the month, but let's together, if you could pull that out, we can together pray the morning prayer. Again, it's in bold in the second, the backside, you could say, under morning. Some of you know this by heart. We pray. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. You're encouraged to make the sign of the cross before you pray this. And again, same thing at night. And of course, there's more you can do, and I encourage you to certainly do that. These are provided as a convenience, so all of you can have this. Keep it at your bedside, wherever it's most convenient for you. And you notice our prayer is committing ourselves into God's care. He is the one who keeps us faithful. Even as St. Paul speaks of in our epistle reading today, that he's giving thanks to God always for those faithful Christians in Corinth because of the grace of God that was given to them in Christ Jesus, as was given also to you, brothers and sisters here at Zion, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed among you, so that you're not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our King. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. We continue with the prayer of the church. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Lord, sustain your saints to the end as we enter another church year. Encourage the preachers of your word and all who hear that the testimony of Christ may be confirmed among us as we wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give boldness and faithfulness to Matthew, our Synod President, Duane, our District President, Jeff, our Circuit Visitor, and all pastors in Christ. Renew the faith and quicken the love of all Christians, that we may be enriched in all speech and knowledge. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, grant your blessing to all marriages and keep all husbands and wives faithful to each other. Guide them as they care for the children entrusted to them. Bestow your loving care upon all children who have suffered abuse or neglect, as well as upon all who open their homes to children in foster care. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, behold our nation and its leaders and protect our armed forces, taking them under your care and blessing. Lord, in your mercy. Visit us in your compassion, O Lord. Deliver the sick from their infirmity, the troubled from their afflictions, the grieving from their sorrow, and the dying from their fear, especially Mary Jo, Lynn, Ben, Joanne, Mark, Lewis, Arlene, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Diane, Ruth, Kathy, Lacey, Joyce, Haley, Marlene, Arlene, Nancy, Amy, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, Ben, Lynn, and Jim. May all who cry to you receive grace according to your will. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, entered Jerusalem to shouts and cheers of joy. Grant that we may be stirred by the word and sacraments to rejoice anew, now at his second advent. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Father, you have made us glad to enter into your presence, to hear the good news of our Savior, and receive your gifts. Preserve your church against all her enemies, and lead us to walk in your ways and to follow your paths, that when Jesus returns in his glory, we may welcome him with glad hosannas through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Receive this blessing, especially for those on the radio. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us in all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid him on him our sin, giving him unto death that we may not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Thank you.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your boundless mercy, you sent your servant, John the Baptist, in proclaiming that in Christ the kingdom of heaven draws near. With thankful hearts, we pray, come, Lord Jesus, confident that in his body and blood, given us to eat and drink, we receive the forgiveness of sins and so proclaim his death until he comes again in glory. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come and the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the one true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may together with all...
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.